As virus activity continues to decline in Massachusetts and more COVID-19 restrictions are lifted, Springfield lags behind. Springfield is one of just 13 municipalities in Massachusetts that remain at high risk for coronavirus infection. Along with Chicopee, these are the only two places in western Massachusetts that show up as red on the state health department's map, which is updated weekly and is based on COVID-19 incidence and test positivity rates. There are encouraging signs, however, in the latest data, said the city's Health and Human Services Commissioner, Helen Colton-Harris. Springfield recorded 265 confirmed COVID-19 cases for the week of May 2nd, down by 160 from the week before. The city has seen new case totals decline for three straight weeks.
While we are still in the red, it is important that we are heading in the right direction.
New cases of COVID-19 in Hampden County are falling at a slower rate than the state as a whole. Dr. Mark Kerouac, president and CEO of Bay State Health, said this is because vaccinations in several municipalities, including Springfield, badly lag behind the rest of the state.
There's a direct link between new case rates each day and how many people are protected by vaccine.
While 56% of the adults in Massachusetts have now received one vaccine dose, just 34% of Springfield residents have had a shot. 22.7% of the city's adults are fully vaccinated, compared with 39% of the state's population. There is now more vaccine supply than demand. With available appointments going begging, the super vaccination site at the Eastfield Mall in Springfield began vaccinating walk-ins Monday. Colton-Harris said the city is reviewing its strategies for getting people vaccinated, which has featured neighborhood-based pop-up vaccination sites.
We need to think about how we relax some of the challenges people are having with getting to our clinics. We put them in neighborhoods where we thought they would be utilized at a higher rate, but we will continue to try to assess what we can do to make sure we're getting people into our vaccination clinics.
She said some thought is being given to offering people an incentive, perhaps in the form of a gift card, to be vaccinated.
We have not brought closure to that at this point, but it's certainly something that we are considering.
Massachusetts moved to a new step in its phased reopening plan Monday, with arenas and stadiums allowed to double capacity to 25%. Amusement parks such as Six Flags New England and Agawam can open at 50% capacity. Road races, youth and adult sports tournaments are again permitted. Later this month, bars and beer gardens can reopen and capacity limits go up for both indoor and outdoor events. August 1st is the current target date for lifting all pandemic-era restrictions, according to Governor Charlie Baker. But Springfield Mayor Dominic Sarno frets the city might not follow that timeline if vaccination rates don't go up and COVID-19 case counts don't rapidly fall.
I want to get things open as soon as possible, but I want to do it in a safe, smart way, which we have continued to do. You know, you jump the gun, you think you're taking a step forward, and you end up taking two steps back.
Sarno announced Monday that the city's public library buildings and its senior center are tentatively scheduled to reopen in August. He also said the city has been in talks with the promoters of the annual Jazz and Roots Festival about plans for holding the downtown concert in August. It was held virtually last year. Reporting from Springfield, this is Paul Tuthill at WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University.